Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The last one for 2016, by the way. Happy New Year's Eve to you. Now, we are going to reflect on the year gone by and look forward to our 20th year here on the air for Scuba Radio. That's coming up a little bit later on the show. However, there's a lot of leftover stuff in 2016 that I got to catch up on. And one of them is with us right now. Lad Atkins from Reef is with us on Scuba Radio. Happy New Year's Eve to you, lad.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Happy New Year's back at you.
Well, there you go. So a big year for you, 2016. You got inducted into the Reaching Out Awards Hall of Fame or Diving. I don't know. What do we call that? Reaching Out Award?
Well, it is. It is the Reaching Out Award.
Yeah.
And then members are then considered part of the DEMA Hall of Fame.
Right, okay. And well-deserved. And I got to tell you, congrats. You know, I told you that at the show. We didn't get really a chance to connect that much at the show because you were, like, posing for pictures nonstop. You're a big guy on the block there at the show.
I was working, Greg.
That's right. You were working
I was working hard.
Yes.
We had a really good show, by the way. It was great. I like it when it's in Orlando, but this show is a good one for us.
Yes, well, indeed it was on a lot of levels, and hopefully that'll project us into 2017 for many positive things to come. We'll have to wait and see. But congrats to you on that. So I know it was a big year in that regard. We got to dive together finally in Cuba a few months ago before I got a little derailed. And, on my diving plan, but I'm getting back in the water here in February. But since we dove together in Cuba, you've already been back, a couple times now, right?
Well, we went back one more time. There in early December.
Okay.
And same general plan, diving at Maria La Gorda.
Yeah.
And I have to say, we got on the dive boats there, and the dive masters on the boats told everybody to be quiet for a moment. And they plugged something into the stereo, and the theme song you put together for Diving Maria La Gorda was blasting out of the radio, and the guys were dancing on the back of the boat.
Oh, God help them.
They're so proud of that song. It was great.
Oh, so the Diving La Vida Gorda thing that I did on Scuba Radio this past. They're playing that down in Cuba now.
Every time the boat goes out, they play it.
Oh, boy. I knew that was going to create some kind of international incident. No wonder relations between the U.S. and Cuba are in the toilet right now. I don't
know. No, they loved it. I did too.
Well,
I think it's a lot of fun.
No, that's cool. Yeah, we had so much fun with those folks. And, I don't know. I don't know if I want to play that one more time this year. I'll save it for next year. I don't think our listeners could take it one more time. I'll save it for another trip down there to Cuba. But let's talk about what you saw down there in Cuba this time. Because last time when we dove together, you guys found like three new species of fish or something, or a couple. And then I hear on this latest adventure, you found a couple as well, or one or two, or what?
Yeah, we're finding new stuff almost every time we get in the water down there. And you think about that entire coastline, probably more coastline than we have in the state of Florida.
Right.
And only a few areas of that are dived. It's really interesting to see what's going to happen down there. And I'm pretty sure a number of these species are going to be new to science.
Very cool. So, last time when I was down there, you guys found some really small stuff. But you had never seen them before. You had to go back and confirm it when you went back to the States.
Right.
But what did you see on the second trip? Was it the same type of thing or what?
Again, some more small stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also a grunt, and you think about grunts. They're pretty good-sized fish, and I think there are 13 species of grunts in the Caribbean, and we saw something that has a very good chance of being a new species of grunt, and that would be pretty significant. Something that big, that's that well-known, and all of a sudden here's one that just doesn't fit any other description.
Okay, so what was unique about it? First of all, the grunt was how long or how big?
Let's say it's pretty close to a foot.
Okay.
You know, depending on the individual, maybe a little bit less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And very similar to a blue-striped grunt, which is what most of us are familiar with, but a little different in the striping and the coloration on the dorsal fin and the tail. And it's one thing if you see one fish that looks unusual, but when you start seeing a number of them with the exact same color pattern, that just don't fit anything else. You start to question that.
Hmm. So you and your reef folks there, the Reef Environmental Education Foundation, collected this data down there in Cuba, found this grunt, and then you bring it back to the States, bring back the information and pictures and things, and then submit it to some scientist friends of yours that monitor this stuff more closely, or what?
Yeah, they're experts in different taxonomic groups or different fish families.
Mm-hmm.
And we pass those images and descriptions along to the experts in each of those families, and they can generally come back and say, well, you know, this is something that you just may not have known, but we know about it. Or they come back and say, wow, that's something that we've never seen, never heard about. It doesn't end there, though. There's a pretty lengthy process to formally describe a new species. That would involve collecting it, which we would work very closely with the Cuban scientists on something like that. It requires permits and then a very formal dissection of that species to ensure that it is something. Nowadays, DNA testing as well.
Wow. So are you working directly with those folks in Cuba too then?
Yeah, we are. The folks at the National Aquarium in Cuba, we've been talking pretty closely with them since our last trip.
Yeah,
about some of these new species. So they're working on ways to get permits to do the collections, and then we'll come up with a plan for who's going to do the formal descriptions on these fish.
Excellent. Now, what do you think? Are they surprised, by the way, lad, by what you're finding? Are they surprised by what you're finding from your perspectives? Or are they saying, oh, we knew you were going to find stuff you never seen before? Or what kind of attitude were you getting from those folks in Cuba?
It's a little bit surprising to them, but not totally, because they just haven't had the personnel to be able to go out there, the trained personnel,
right,
to go out there and survey all these sites. And that's the benefit of having an organization like Reef with our trained volunteers, people that really know their fish, and they're out there looking and finding all of these new things.
Very cool. Well,
yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah. So when you're down there, you found the grunt, you found another little tiny fish. What was the other one?
Yeah, I found a couple more small ones that could be new.
Yeah.
One was right up against the shoreline. I don't know if you remember that kind of rocky shoreline.
Sure, yeah.
And some old pilings down the beach a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's most likely going to end up being a goby.
Okay.
It was up in there, and then another goby out on the reef. So it almost seems like every time we get in the water, somebody would come back saying, wow, look at what I found on that. And fortunately, we have people with cameras that did a good job of documenting those.
Well, excellent. Yeah, how are the conditions weather-wise when you're down there this time? Because we kind of came in on the tail end of a hurricane or something when we zipped through there last time. Still had okay diving, but I'm wondering if you had better setup this time. What do you think?
Yeah, we didn't have that bus ride through the monsoon, that's for sure. But it was great. It was great. Visibility was great. The diving conditions were great. Everything went just like it did last time. For a lot of people, it was a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, as any adventure like that. Did you get to spend some time in the city, in Havana as well, and everybody get to walk around the downtown area and mingle with the folks a little bit, or what?
Yeah, we did. We added an extra day this time, so we had a full day and night in Havana, and people really enjoyed that, getting to spend time in the city. A lot of people went to the museums. Some people went and listened to some music. The food, of course, I ate at that same La Vitrola restaurant that we ate for lunch that time.
Yeah, and okay.
Just such an incredible place. And, you know, it has good and bad. I'm not going to say it's a panacea and everything's great there. There's some wonderful history and music and food, but then you also see the poverty and some of the effects that communism has had on parts of that population.
Right. Well, did your room have a toilet seat?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, maybe they're making some improvements in that department.
Maybe so.
All right. Well, look, Ladd Atkins from REEF, the REEF Environmental Education Foundation, is our guest right now on Scuba Radio. And we got more with him next. He's doing some great work on fish ID and that kind of stuff. And maybe this is something you look forward to doing yourself in 2017. We'll talk about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Light okay?
They fed me rum daiquiris on the plane. I'm half bombed.
Not a bad way to start the day, huh? Come on, go find you a fish.
If you have a dive addiction, then you know that Cuba calls. You don't need anyone's permission to drift over their wall. You'll want to take your clothes off before you get off of the plane and dive into the water because it's totally insane. Like you've got water on the brain.
Come on!
High tide, low tide, oh, we're diving Maria LaGuardia. We'll tank up, take you down. Diving Maria LaGuardia. Her lips are the flag red. Her suits will likely floor ya. We should all hang out. Diving Maria LaGuardia.
Come on!
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
In Cuba!
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Why not one more time just to abuse everyone here on New Year's Eve? And I blame Ladd.
Blame it on me, huh?
Yes, from
Reef.
That's
a great song.
Well, I'm glad the folks in Cuba enjoy it. Did everyone from America that was on the boat, did they just have a puzzled look on their face when they were playing that over the speakers on the dive boat at Maria LaGuardia, or no?
Well, Greg, they played the whole thing beginning to end. And at first, people didn't quite get it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but once they got into the, you know, to the chorus line there, everybody really enjoyed it.
Well, okay. I annoyed enough people then. My mission was accomplished. All right, so look, I want to talk about things the divers can do for 2017 looking ahead. We're looking forward to our 20-year anniversary on the air with Scuba Radio, but I got some big diving plans. February 1st, I'm finally cleared after my open heart surgery to do some diving. And I don't know, I'm thinking I'm going to start off down there in the Keys and maybe the Bahamas on some shallow water stuff down where you guys are located. Maybe I can join you for one of these fish count things. You got a bunch of those planned for the year, don't you?
Yeah, well, one of the great things, and first I'll say, I'm so glad you're getting back in the water. I know you must have, your gills probably dried out there. But.
Absolutely. I'm definitely jonesing right now. There's no doubt.
That's good that you're coming down. But one of the neat things about the fish survey program is that you can do it any time you dive. You don't have to be part of an organized group. So divers that want to learn more about what they're looking at when they're diving and then provide that information back can do fish surveys until their heart's content.
Yeah.
But we also do organize trips. We have group projects where members from all over the country will meet us somewhere, and we'll all get together and do fish survey dives. And we have a number of those coming up in 2017 that'll be pretty hot.
Yeah, and you can just go to reef.org and get all the information, whether you want to do it on your own I would imagine the trip info is there as well. Am I right?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, reef.org/trips.
Okay.
To that.
Sure.
Yep.
And I know you will lead some of them. I would guess, or at least be on board with some of them. So, you know, they can get the full list there at reef.org/trips. But what are some of the highlights you're planning to, you know, partake in for 2017 there, lad?
Well, in February 18th to the 25th, we'll be back in Dominica.
Oh, okay.
With Dive Dominica, staying at Castle Comfort. And we've done some lionfish work there, but it's been a while since we've done a fish survey project. And it'll be really nice getting back there and surveying the fish populations.
Yeah, how long has it been since you've been there? Because that is one of the most diverse ecosystems I have ever seen underwater, especially in the Caribbean. It's just magnificent in Dominica.
It really is, and it's not just underwater, but the topside as well. Just an amazing place and really great staff. One of their dive masters, Imran Packett, is an incredible dive master. He knows everything under the sea and loves pointing it out to people. And he was just awarded the Platinum Pro 5000 award.
Well, there
you
go.
From SSI at the DEMA show this year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good to get back and dive with him. And just a great destination.
Yeah. I mean, the thing underwater, especially, though, what I've noticed about Dominica, it just seems so compact. Like, you'll see a lot of the same critters and animals that you would see in other parts of the Caribbean, but in Dominica, it's like they're all right there together in, like, one dive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very dense, if that makes any sense. At least that's what my, you know, anecdotal observation has been in the past from my trips.
You're spot on. Some of the huge numbers of the creole wrasse and the chromis is up in the water column and... Yeah, just very large population, a lot of numbers of fish, as well as diversity. And there's some things there that are pretty rare in other parts of the Caribbean that you see frequently. Things like the flying gurnards and the electric rays and batfish, just right off the dock at Dive Dominica.
Nice. Now, coming from Cuba and finding a couple new critters that you guys haven't seen before, do you experience that same type of thing when you go to a place like Dominica? Or have you been there several times, and so you guys have it pretty well mapped out at this point?
Yeah, we have it pretty well mapped out. And divers have been diving Dominica for a long time, so those waters are pretty well understood. That doesn't mean you won't see something new to you, but to find something new to science in Dominica would be, you know, pretty noteworthy.
Right.
I mean, still, some great diving and some very unusual things. So people that haven't seen an electric ray or flying gurnard or polka dot batfish or bantam bass or school bass, just so many things there that are pretty common in Dominica that you may not see in other places commonly.
Yeah. Well, cool. I like Dominica for many reasons. Like you said, the topside attractions are phenomenal. So you're going there. What else you got on the docket there for 2017?
Yeah, every year Peter Hughes and I co-lead a lionfish trip, and we try to do at least one live aboard each year. This year we're going to be on the Explorer Ventures boat, the Explorer 2, getting to some of the southern Bahamian islands, places where people just don't go very often. And we'll be removing lionfish and gathering data, looking at sizes and what they're eating, et cetera, on that trip. And that's going to be the very end of June, from the 24th to July 1st.
How about that? Okay, so and the point of that is to harvest as many as possible, or just to get a sampling to find out what they're eating and that kind of thing?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
We want to take out as many as we can get.
Yeah.
And look at the population, but we measure every fish that comes up so we get an idea of how that population is doing. We look at the stomachs of some of the fish and see what they're eating. Look at the reproductive status. There's a lot of stuff we do on those trips. It's a lot of fun.
I would imagine you eat a few of them too, don't you?
Or we eat as many as we can.
They're tasty. Those lionfish
ceviche every day.
Oh my god! Yeah, and you guys have like a whole recipe book down there at Reef on how to properly fix up those things. It's good stuff. Well, hey, go to reef.org. And when you see Ladd out and about doing these surveys, congratulate him on being inducted into the DEMA Hall of Fame. Ladd, always a pleasure. Happy New Year to you, my friend, and we'll be diving together soon, I hope, in 2017, okay?
Same to you. Happy New Year, Greg.
All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on a New Year's Eve, sometimes known as Liquor Boy, with his counterpart, Captain Cocktail, who is on the phone with us right now from South Florida. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, hey, ho, here we go.
Uh-oh, the celebration
New Year's
has already started, obviously, down there in Pompano, South Florida Diving Headquarters, no question about it there. Yeah. So, Captain Cocktail, are you in rare form there for New Year's Eve already, or what?
Well, you know, New Year's Eve, also known as amateur night.
Well, okay. So what, you're staying home and letting the amateurs go out and play? Is that what it is?
Well, we'll probably stay close to home. Let me put it that way.
Okay. All right. Fair
enough. You don't get too far from home on that night.
Yeah. Yeah. No diving going on tonight, though. Just party, animal.
That's probably going to be Uber's biggest night.
Yes. I bet you are correct about that. Well, I mean, what's the weather like down there in South Florida right now for the holidays? Has it been okay so far?
Yeah, it's finally cleared up. I was wondering if it was ever going to. And now it's beautiful down here right now. We're probably about 85 degrees.
Sweet.
We got a little overcast, but it's just small.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're out diving today. It's beautiful out.
Well, what's the water temp? I got to find out. I've been getting some reports from some of my diving friends. You know, I'm not clear to dive till February 1st. But I figure by then maybe it'll warm up a little bit more, because I've heard the water temp even down in South Florida is a little bit on the chilly side right now. Am I right? Or no?
No, it's not that bad. We really haven't had any cold snaps, I mean, to speak about. So it's still hovering right under 80, about 78 probably. It's not that cold.
It's not bathwater diving, but it's not, you know, it's not even too bad for a warm water wuss like myself or you.
Nah, 3 mil is all you need.
Is it going to be colder or warmer February? Probably colder then, wouldn't it?
Might be a little cooler, simply because, you know, the cold fronts will have rolled through by then, and it does drop it a little bit, but ain't going to be much. Yeah. I mean, last year, I don't think we dropped below right around 75 degrees.
Well, okay. So, well, I'm jonesing to dive, so I'm willing to tolerate some cooler water temps, despite the fact that I'm a
warm water horse. Water's been traditionally warmer because, you know, we got that fake thing called climate change going on.
And urine. We got that to work with, too.
And urine. There you go.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It'll be a good year.
So if you believe in you and me, wait for me on New Year's Eve.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, sometimes known as Liquor Boy, to my partner in crime, especially on a night like New Year's Eve, Captain Cocktail. Sometimes known as Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters as well. But it's New Year's Eve, so it's definitely Captain Cocktail today.
And, yeah, get the party hats out.
That's right, that's right. So are you making your New Year's resolutions there, Jeff? Are you, you know, are you just focused on partying right now? I mean, probably.
Well, you know, years ago I used to do that resolution thing, but I figured out that I never follow any of them.
Ah.
So why put the pressure on myself
at
this point?
Well, fair enough. But you can join me in the resolution of, you know, more diving, right?
Cause, yeah.
You know, when I'm cleared for diving February 1st, I'm heading down to see you, my friend. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I'll have the paramedics ready.
That's right. Have the AED standing by. No, I'll be good.
Standing by. We'll go ahead and charge the batteries on the defibrillator.
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So
looking forward to it here, too.
We'll get some diving. I still haven't had the opportunity to dive this new artificial reef you guys have down there, the Lady Luck. So,
oh, man. She's something else. And, hey, we got a... Coming up soon, we're going to be putting some more sculptures on it. We have a sponsor that wants us to sink their particular portion to the wreck, and we're going to put it down on the wreck. It's going to be the dive bar, sponsored by Finlandia Vodka.
Interesting. All right, so they already have like a fake casino with octopus dealers and all kinds of crazy sculptors on this.
Card sharks, a mermaid bartender.
Yes. So
You'd be familiar with that.
Yeah, of course. And then you have another section of the wreck. They're going to turn it into a dive bar? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yep. Where the mermaid cocktail waitress is, we're going to put a sculpture of the dive bar there. And then you'll have a bar stool you can sit at and take a picture.
Sweet.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. How are the critters enjoying that wreck down there?
Oh, man, they're loving it. Yeah. They, you know. It's the first underwater casino, so they haven't been able to gamble till now.
That's
so
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's the card sharks, though, seem to be winning all the money.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, underwater.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, I've seen some of the videos and the pictures. It is quite a photo op underwater.
Oh, it's cool.
But I would imagine
fun to go down. I mean, fun to dive a wreck anyway. But
yeah.
Then you add this element to it, it makes it even more fun.
No
doubt. Of course, we got... The blank gaming table, we're going to be doing a poker tournament at for Reef Charity this coming summer. So people want to stay in tune for that. And if you got any poker players out there that want to do it, we need to get them involved. It'll actually start at the Isles Casino and then work its way. The final six contestants will be on the wreck for the final hands to
land
determine
poker
the winner.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I can't play poker. I don't know how to play poker. It has to be blackjack or something. That's the best I could do.
Oh, it's not hard.
Hey, can we sink, how about one of the mermaid slot machines that I play in Vegas? I do pretty good on those, actually. So
yeah, we got a slot machine. There's two slot machines on the rack that you can play.
Yeah, but they don't work as well underwater. I've seen them there a little bit.
No, they get a little rusty.
Yeah, exactly.
To say the least.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but there's some new stuff coming down the pipe now that's going to make it harder for folks that want to do artificial reefs and wrecks sinkings like this. They're going to change some of the rules or add some more layers of obviously government intrusion to sink these wrecks.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Well, apparently there's a study, I think it came actually out of New Jersey or somewhere, that the turtles are getting entrapped on the wreck in the monofilament and netting and stuff like that that gets, you know, obviously accumulates on these wrecks. So now they're going to require whoever comes up with an artificial reef plan needs to have a plan for once a year removal of monofilament or anything that might entrap a turtle.
Huh. Okay.
Now,
so
amazing, isn't it? I mean, here we go again. We clean the reefs from the monofilament and the netting and the traps and everything else. We do beach cleanups, right?
Right.
Now we got to do wreck cleanups.
Okay, they're requiring that before you
even... Just remind me whose mess this is. I can't remember.
What do you mean?
Thinking out whose mess this is on the wreck.
Oh, these fishing guys.
Exactly.
You know, it's fun to go do these beach cleanups. It's, you know, it's kind of a fun social diving event, but it's kind of a pain in the butt that we have to do them in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that we have to do that, but unfortunately, that's the...
But they're going to require these guys to set this up.
There's never any funding for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
We do it as a voluntary program, but yet there's plenty of money, you know, coming in on boating and fishing licenses and everything else that could be, you know, earmarked for some of this cleanup stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Never seems to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they could put a tax on fishing line in lead weights.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that would make more sense. And then use that money they raise to encourage or pay divers to go clean up, you know, the monofilament and stuff that they find underwater. Maybe could
Well, I mean, they did that with the tire removal program. I mean, for years you pay every time you buy tires. There's a tax on that for tire cleanup and disposal.
Yeah.
Well, we could do the same thing with monofilament.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is if they're going to require you to set up this system to remove this stuff before you can sink an artificial reef, which is beneficial to the fishermen, beneficial to the environment, but just one more hoop you got to jump through. Because, I mean, there are a lot of hoops to get those wrecks ready to sink and dive. They cost crap loads of money. I mean, Lady Luck, how much you figure that thing? Well, you guys ended up getting it sponsored, so you found a very creative way to get this thing sank. But if you wouldn't have those sponsors, I don't know. What do you think that would have cost? Can you say or no?
Well, it all in total, it was somewhere north of $700,000.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to pull that out of their pocket?
Right.
And nobody I know.
That came from, the local city down there in Pompano?
The city of Pompano, private donations, and we had a huge partner in the Isles Casino
right.
stepped up and helped us out.
Offset a lot of the costs, that's what I'm saying, with those sculptures and stuff. So they got a little creative to make it a little bit more manageable on the financial side. But, yeah, all these extra hoops you got to jump through, you know, on the surface it sounds good. Well, yeah, of course, you know, we want to make sure there's no monofilament on it. But the divers would be doing that anyway. You know,
right?
They're gonna...
I have no issue with necessarily the cleanup. But I have an issue that every time we have to clean something up, there never seems to be any funding. But the boating fund and the fishing license fund never seems to funnel that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be a New Year's resolution to educate those folks properly and say, hey, don't hit us up with more regulations to sink these artificial reefs. We need more, not less. Don't make it more difficult to sink them. Yeah, I mean, do you have more, you know, your eyes on more of these in the future for that area? I mean, you're doing the sculptures on that wreck.
We want to do another project, maybe starting first of the year, and a little bit shallower. We're actually doing a project in the inlet where we're similar to the Blue Heron Bridge project.
Yeah.
You know, where they put some structure in shallow water in a lagoon area.
Right, right.
We're looking at doing the same thing in Pompano Beach.
Oh, okay.
At our inlet park. So, and putting some reef sculptures in and then roping it off so that snorkelers and make it handicap accessible and wounded warriors can use it. So I think it's a great project, and we've already started working on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Blue Heron Bridge, it's remarkable some of the stuff they're seeing there now. Have you seen those reports? Like the frogfish and some of the stuff that quite exotic critters are showing up there. It's just mind-boggling, some of the pictures and video that are coming from that area. So that's been a huge success.
It's a very popular place for macro photography for sure years it's been, and now it's even better that they're adding more structure in there, so we're kind of taking a page out of their playbook, going to do something very similar.
I had Lad Atkins from Reef on earlier here for our special edition of the big show today, and you know, he was talking about some new species he found down in Cuba. Have you been seeing anything new in your neck of the woods?
I haven't heard of anything.
And no whale sharks or mantas cruising by for, you know, the holidays, that kind of thing? Nothing?
No, we get mantas every now and then. I mean, that's normal. Hmm. We do get that. but, you know, not something we can promise, obviously. But
right. No great whites cruising off the coast in these winter months lately.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes whale sharks, occasionally you see those. But, I mean, it's hit and miss. It's not something like you can, like in Belize, where you can go down and almost guarantee you're going to see them at certain times of the year.
Right. Well, it just makes that sense of adventure and chance just that much more rewarding when you do see them. Because it could happen. I saw a manta down there once and shocked the heck out of me.
Yeah, and, you remember when we were on those scooters.
That's right.
Those scooters.
Absolutely.
Here comes this giant manta. It's a good thing we had these scooters.
That's true. That is so true.
I'll try to
revisit that in February when I'm clear to dive. Jeff, always a pleasure. Happy New Year Eve
to you,
my friend.
And, look forward to February.
Yes, and tell Captain Cocktail I said hi tonight.
See you.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course, and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
You might hear that a few times this evening. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is New Year's Eve, and we are wrapping up 2016 in style with some of my favorite friends, actually, from the dive industry. Big Wave Dave is on the line with me right now. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Had a great Christmas. Just looking forward to this new year of 2017.
Yes. Well, happy new year to you, my friend. You know, Big Wave Dave is the man behind the madness there at the Go Dive Now pool, which I got to do my dive there in Dima. We haven't really spoke since then, my friend. Yeah, that was great. It felt good.
Yeah. The show was good, and we had you back in the water for the first time since your little heart hiccup, and
yes.
You were joined by some of your best friends, and it was a fantastic time.
Right on, right on. Yeah, that picture's up at scubaradio.com in our DEMA group of photos. And I will say, you know, it was only a 4-foot dive, didn't really count in the big scheme of things, but it did you know, emotionally. And I was surprised, Dave, how I felt, especially after it. I felt refreshed. I was like, hey, I could go for another 12 hours because, you know, we did it a little bit early afternoon. And, you know, in the second day of the show, and it was kind of like, or no, it was, I guess it was the first day of the show, but I was already whipped. You know what I'm saying? You know how Dima is. You're walking the show floor, putting on some serious mileage. And I jumped in the pool and I felt refreshed after. I felt like I'd had a massage or something. You know what I'm saying? It rejuvenated me.
Especially in Vegas Hall, you definitely put on the miles to get to the pool.
Yes,
and guess
indeed.
What? You could sit there 12 hours and you still wouldn't have worried about decompression sickness. So it's a good time.
This is true. So true. I don't know. I may have to make this an annual thing and just say, I just want to jump in the pool to play and to kind of, you know, regroup a little bit. And, you know, you get a massage in one of those chairs, get in the pool, whatever it takes to get you through the day. And I don't know, I may have found a new little trick to manage the Dima show. We'll see. We will see. But
chairs
it was
were
fun.
Nice.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, 2016, we launched the pool with this new name of Go Dive Now. We traveled the United States with the cooperation of our sponsor, Cayman Islands, and had a fantastic year.
Yes. Well, you did indeed. You turned a lot of people on to diving, giving them the opportunity to jump in the water and try it for the first time, especially if they've never had that opportunity. You take the water to them. You know, all these different events across the country, you're going to be doing it again, obviously big time in 2017, bigger and better than ever. And next weekend, you're going to be where, Dave?
Going to be out in Cleveland, Mid-America, for the Midwest, Mid-America's Boat Show. Nice four-day show, so we'll be out there set up. Might be like 0 degrees outside, but it's going to be 88 degrees in a pool.
Well, there you go. I was going to say, Cleveland's not going to be much warmer than where you are right now, which is back home in Wisconsin. Is that where you be?
Yep. We got a couple warm days. You know, we had a week where we were like serious below zero, but now we're hitting 30s again.
30s. Okay. Well, you know, I guess that's better than, you know, single digits. But glad I'm not you. And, you know, I would think you'd want to go to a warmer place even than Cleveland, but you got to go where the business is, right? Where the people are.
Well, yep. I'm going to Cleveland, Chicago. Then February I get a little warm up. I'll be heading out to L.A. for a show, so I'll have a nice little week of a couple weeks of some nice weather.
Excellent. Now, how does the weather play into, getting the pool up there to Cleveland? That's quite a trek. You're going to be, you know, going through all this snow and stuff I see on the news that you guys have to deal with up north. I'm in Orlando, so I'm like, hey, I'm where everybody wants to be, and this is the time of year where I get to rub it into people like you. You hear what I'm saying? So I got to take advantage of it.
I have friends posting in their fireplace going at 75 degrees.
Yes.
I'm like laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's, you plan some extra travel time this time of year. You know, make sure you stay safe. You know, at the pool itself, we'll have several hair dryers out so people can dry their hair off before they go outside to that frigid weather.
Right.
So, we all plan ahead of time.
Well, fair enough. So you got Cleveland next week, and then are you heading out to Chicago for the boat show, or which event are you doing there?
It's a travel expo. That's the following weekend. They get home for a week, and then down to Kentucky for a sports show, and then out to L.A. for another travel show.
Now, you plan to work
in a busy winter.
Well, I was going to say, do you have any time in between there where you're going to take one of your little fun trips out off to some Caribbean or Pacific destination like you do sometimes, or are you already done with that for the
Nope. I'm hoping maybe April I can sneak away. We'll see. When you try to travel in my business, it's like you got to look to not have a show for a few weeks. So
right.
Sometimes it's a little tougher than others.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're launching into our 20th year of Scuba Radio here in 2017. Our official anniversary is April 1st, and we're talking about putting together something around the BTS show. You plan to be there at that event, or do you know?
Will be up at Beneath the Sea.
It will. Okay. So maybe we can do something up there for our 20-year anniversary weekend. How does that sound? You set
well, that sounds
pool?
Good, you know, because I'm just right behind you. I mean, since the first year the pool was out, we're at 2017 brings it 19 years since the first time the pool was tried. So
really?
I'm right behind you.
Okay, so 1 year behind us, and the pool was there. Yeah, started in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at the Air Venture Show, big air, general aviation event, or biggest one in the world, pretty much. But started there, and now it just travels all around to all these cool events, and Big Wave Dave manages it quite well and has been doing an excellent job. And Dave, I know you're going to be celebrating big time tonight for New Year's Eve. Are you setting up the pool there in Wisconsin just for your own fun and, you know, frolic and kind of having a party or doing something else?
No, that would be like an ice skating rink this time of year here.
You could do ice diving.
Do, barbecue and some nice big steaks on the grill.
Hey, that would be a nice, alternative. You set up the pool, let it freeze over, and then cut a hole in it and do an ice dive in the pool. Way too much work.
Yeah. I'm planning on doing it. Hey, you know, I'm marking on maybe trying to get done Florida in the springtime, so who knows? We'll catch up with you yet sometime.
Absolutely. All right, Big Wave Dave, godivenow.com. You can go there and find out where he's going to be. And join them for one of those cool events. And hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck for this New Year's Eve. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.